dictation for Linda Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, July 10, 47, address as a letter to Justice Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L, P-A, 352-8451. Dear Mr. Luttrell, follow-up for Linda, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August, worsening edema, not doing salt fluid restriction, stable dyspnea, denies vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. There is a perianal boil abscess, is draining, last 3 weeks, needs to follow primary care or surgery, no fever, no antibiotics at the present time, recent bronchitis, at that time received antibiotics, using nebulizers, comes in a wheelchair, refuses to use EPA machine, uses oxygen 2 liters at night. There is a small lesion on the left side of the face near the nose to see dermatology, Grand Rapids. Medication list review. I will highlight the Demadex, vitamin D125, Coric, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, present blood pressure high, 160 over 80, although lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, severe obesity of the abdomen, stable edema, no cellulitic ulcers. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.95, representing a GFR of 26, stage 4, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia with large red blood cells, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable, no progression, no dialysis. Potassium in the upper side, restricted, no bicarbonate replacement, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment. We discuss about COPD, CHF, volume overload, importance of salt fluid restriction. She can always increase torsemide from 20 to 30 milligrams for 1, 2, 3 days as needed. Priority is breathing, leg edema to some extent we have to tolerate. Continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, come back in 6 months.